Always a pleasure to welcome into the program Senator Dan Sparks, District 27, here in the great state of Minnesota. Senator Sparks, morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, it's been, the line is always, what a difference a day makes, what a difference a week makes. Since we last talked, coronavirus certainly the big headline up at the state capitol, and I know both House and Senate working feverishly, putting together a bill that was kind of mirrored itself in each chamber so that it was quickly able to pass it and get it to the governor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a good show of faith. I think, thankfully, for staff and Senate, many of the senators that were working on that proposal, they worked over the weekend and had everything ready to go on Monday morning. We passed the bill early on Monday morning. It went over to the House. It took them a little while to pass it, but then it came back over to us, and it was passed unanimously, both Democrats and Republicans, obviously working together. This is a serious issue, so we wanted to make sure that those dollars are there to help us be prepared. Hopefully we won't need many of those dollars, but in the event that this continues to worsen, certainly we have plenty of resources to try to help respond to the coronavirus.
How does this differ, or does it differ from the federal money that was made available, some, like, was it $8 billion that they passed on the federal level to help take care of this virus for the states? Is it more of a state money would be used more locally for things, and the federal money is more statewide, or how does it work?
Yeah, kind of. They'll work in conjunction with each other, but basically we just wanted to make sure that we beefed up some of those coffers and made those emergency dollars available to get out to our local hospitals if they get really busy. Obviously, we want to make sure that we have plenty of testing kits available and just to make sure that we're ready. So I think, you know, obviously the Fed's done their job, and we also, as a state of Minnesota, wanted to make sure that we're prepared as we can be. So it was good to get that bill passed working together, and obviously have the governor sign it right away on Tuesday morning was a big deal.
Has the Senate or up there at the Capitol, have there been discussions about maybe limiting access to gallery or how you meet with constituents and things like that? Just what's the mindset up there?
Absolutely. We had kind of a detailed discussion on Monday. I think there's some different ideas, but we do have some contingency plans. I know that already one senator, Senator Klein from the St. Paul area, who's also a medical doctor, has decided that he's not going to see constituents on a personal basis. He'll take phone calls. And so I think it starts to be a little bit of a concern. Now, obviously, this is a very busy place, and we like it that way. But at the same time, I think we want to make sure that for our own safety and for the safety of all the visitors within this building, we do have some plans in place. But for right now, it's business as usual. There's plenty of hand sanitizer and a lot of hand washing going on. But I think that it's something to kind of keep an eye on. I know now that we've had, I think, the third case here in the metro area. So it's a serious issue. And again, I think we'll just have to kind of monitor what happens here in the next few days or weeks.
You know, it's sort of in a weird way being a theme up at the Capitol this year for emergency preparedness, because one of the big items they want to really deal with is having emergency funding for things like tornadoes and blizzards and flooding, and re-appropriating money or filling the coffers, if you will, for that emergency fund, so that if the legislature's not in session, we can at least deal with some of those on a state level.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it was kind of, very good that, you know, we even talked about potentially taking a little bit of a recess or whatever would have to happen. But I think, like you said, if we can get those emergency bills out quickly here in the beginning of session, that at least gives us a little leeway. Obviously, we have a lot more work to do, and we're passing many bills through the committee process. Thursday, we're going to have a few more bills up on the floor that are important. Insulin assistance program is going to be up there, and then the Rural Finance Authority bond appropriations. As many of our farmers now, as the snow starts to melt and they think about getting their crops in the field, we want to make sure that those dollars are available for them to access some loans for our rural banks and farmers as well.
The insulin bills, if you can kind of nutshell it, what will they accomplish? Is it just as simple as getting access to less expensive insulin? I know there's questions about whether it's name brand as opposed to generic or a different strain or blend of insulin. So what is the bill hoping to accomplish?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, John. I think that bill has been moving through Dr. Jensen. Senator Jensen is carrying that bill in the Senate, and I think we're going to see that on the floor on Thursday. It's made several changes when it's been through several committees. It went through the Finance Committee today. But I think ultimately what we're just trying to do is to make sure it's affordable for those folks. And then, like you said, too, that maybe for at least a certain time period, maybe a year or so, if their doctor prescribes them a certain kind of insulin that works for that individual, they would be able to at least use that for a year and not have to switch, to a different generic version that potentially wouldn't work so good for them. Mm. So we'll kind of see. I know there's a couple different versions moving, but I think at the end of the day, I hope that we can get there.
I did want to ask you, kind of go back to where we're going to be looking at a bonding package later. I know you have been working actually with Representative Bennett on looking at appropriations for this bridge over a portion of Albert Lea Lake to try to extend that. The trail system, where are we on that? Are you going to be the author of that bill or put the legislation into the bonding bill? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I serve on the bonding committee. We've had a couple of hearings up here in St. Paul. You know, during the interim in the fall and into the early winter, we travel around the entire state and see those projects of statewide significance. So, yeah, I'm working together with Representative Bennett to try to secure about $1.75 million for the Blazing Star. Today, too, interestingly, is the Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities Day here at the Capitol. So the Albert Lea mayor and a few of his city council members will be up here, as well as the Austin mayor and the city administrator. So we'll certainly talk to them about their priorities for what they want in the bonding bill. Obviously, they have some other housing issues and local government aid that they like to see also. But it's a good opportunity to visit with our local officials, and so that we can really work together to support these projects and, like I said, hopefully get them to the finish line here in May.
Yeah, and it's weird that just that bridge alone, obviously the Discover Austin office paying attention to it too, because that's going to be a tourism driver, that Austin is going to be turning into this hub of where all these trails kind of meet up, and it's going to be an economic driver of some level in the years to come.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a really important project. We've been working on it for a while. We've hit a few roadblocks just with trying to get some easements. And obviously, this bridge has been a little bit of a challenge. But I think finally, by working together with the DNR and some other folks at the Park and Trails Council, I think we have a really good shot at getting this year. And I think eventually, like you said, if we could connect that to Austin, and now, you know, it took us several years as well to finish the Shooting Star Trail. But ultimately, it could be very good for tourism and exercise in the area.
And I know the state of Iowa actually reached out to the people on the Shooting Star Trail and talked about making the missing link so we can connect down and go straight, connect it up to the Iowa trails there that meet up just south of Leroy.
Yes, absolutely. Good point. In fact, we just got contacted by those folks, and we have a letter down to some of the Iowa guys, and eventually we're going to try to get some more funding for that. I think there'll be a little spur that would kind of come off of the Teope area and then go down into that region as well. So a lot of things going on, but certainly those are important projects to our local economy.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got to run. Just a quick minute. What do you see, what's on the agenda for the rest of the week on a very busy week up there?
Well, I think, again, as we approach our first deadline next week, the committees are really busy. When I hang up with you, we're going to head down to the Commerce Committee today. We're working on some banking issues and consumer protection. This afternoon, in Ag and Housing Committee, we're going to hear some real important workforce housing and some housing for the outstate areas as well. So I'm supportive of both of those. In fact, I think I'm a co-author on both bills. So, again, a lot of things going on up here. We'll have a Senate floor on Thursday, and then hopefully, if everyone remains healthy, we'll return Monday and continue to do the work up here in St. Paul.
I was just going to say, stay well, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Same to you, John.
All right. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Senator Dan Sparks joining us for a couple of minutes here this morning from the Capitol. Of course, can't get away from the big headline, the coronavirus, and they're doing good work up there making sure the state is as prepared as possible going into it and also has the resources to deal with it should the outbreak continue to blossom here in the state. And as always, we appreciate Senator Sparks spending a little bit of time with us here on a Wednesday here on The Voice of Moore County.